Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
We're now at week 13 in the NFL. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Going to pick some NFL games. Our overall standings are as follows. I am at 22-9. Ben is at 19-12. Brad is at 17-14. We took a week off last week because of the holiday. But here we are again. Going to pick the Raiders and Niner games. And then we'll do some wild card games in a minute. Let's go first with the Chargers. They're 6-5. And they're going to be at the Raiders, who are 4-7. Ben, what do you think?
I think that I have done a complete 180 from what I said 3 weeks ago about McDaniels, fire this, fire that. I kind of, you know, as a fan, you get so frustrated, but you look, and I'm not saying that by all stretch, they're not going to win out, but, you know, they have made a significant change in their attitude, their personnel. It just seems like they seem like they're walking a little different. And maybe that's the swagger of two wins. Maybe that's the swagger of your running back doing 303 overall yards on a game, but it's swagger nonetheless. And we know in the NFL, you need that. And I'm actually going to, I was going to bet against Raiders rest of the year, but it seems like something is clicking and it seems like they're doing things right. I mean, obviously they should have closed that game out against Seattle much earlier, but the fact is they still came away with a win. You guys should be thrilled about that. Yes. And then, you know, at the end of the day, I think that, the banged up Chargers, and it's really going to depend if Josh Jacobs plays, you know, and he does as he deserves. He gets this pretty much this week off after that magnificent game. But I think if, you know, he's listed as questionable, he had a calf strain last week as well, but still played. I think he's going to play. And I'm going to pick the Raiders just because the Chargers are banged up and they seem to have lost their swagger. And this would be a nice way for the Raiders to get some vengeance from that week one game where they were clearly unprepared and not the same team that they are today.
Well, I promised that I would never pick the Raiders again this year. Like the promise I made to my wife where I said, yeah, I promise I don't drink this much all the time. I'm going to go back on that. And I think it's because you've got a Charger team that cannot stop the run. You've got a Raider team that's clearly running the ball very well. And I think that they'll be able to kind of dominate the time of possession because of that. I told Ben at the very beginning of the year, I might've actually said it on this show too. Raider fans will be underwhelmed by the Devontae Derek Carr connection for the first half of the season. Or maybe even two-thirds of the season. But the final stretch, everyone's going to be blown away. And look what they did last week. Look what they've done for a couple of weeks. Now, the Raider offense looks great. It's a very complex system that Josh McDaniels runs. They're starting to pick it up. You know, I think the Raiders are going to be able to dominate the time of possession. They still can't tackle anybody, but luckily they only have to worry about Austin Ekeler. So right. You only have one guy to key in on. I think it's a very high-scoring game. I would definitely take the over, but I like the Raiders in the game.
Yeah, it's amazing how much can change in a matter of a couple of weeks. We were all just so down on the Raiders, and now it's like, I don't know. I'm going with the Raiders too. The Chargers are just too banged up, like you guys have said, and the Raiders are flying high. So clean sweep for the Raiders. Just like everyone thought in week 13, the Dolphins are 8-3 and they're coming to Santa Clara to take on the 49ers who are 7-4. Of course, it's a matchup of former 49ers players and coaches up against each other. Brad, what do you think?
Miami Dolphins are 8-0 in games where Tua starts and finishes the game. That's a pretty wild stat. Problem is the 49er pass rush is excellent, even with all of the injuries along the front. Eric Armstead might be back, but the Miami Dolphins are missing both of their offensive tackles. Not good for them. I am concerned for the Niners defense, though, as well as they've played. They haven't given up a point in the second half since the bye week, actually since before the bye week, I think. You know, they shut out the Saints. You know, they're going to go, but the last team that really torched them was the Chiefs, and that's because they had a lot of team speed. And I don't know what adjustments the Niners will be able to make to kind of combat that against a Miami Dolphins team that's also very fast. This game is a pick 'em. I think they're playing at Santa Clara. It's a long trip for Miami. And we tend to see that the Kyle Shanahan disciples don't do very well against it, right? McVay has had some trouble, obviously. LaFleur has had some trouble, obviously. This will be the first time that McDaniels gets a chance. It'll probably be the game of the weekend, but I think the Niners win just by virtue of being at home.
This is probably the first game in a while that's going to pose the biggest threat. The Niners, not only because of who the Dolphins are and their identity, as far as, you know, they are built very similar to the Chiefs, where they're just going to sling the ball. This is the, you know, other than the Chiefs, this is the next high-powered offense that they're going to see. And I think for separation's sake in itself, I'm going to go with the Dolphins on this one.
It really could go either way. And I definitely think that you guys are right. Like, they're going to look at what the Chiefs did, and they're going to try to do that exact thing against the 49ers. The difference, though, is that Tua is not Patrick Mahomes. Nothing against Tua, because I think he's playing great, obviously, but I don't know.
Third highest quarterback rating in the league right now.
Yeah, I think that Shanahan, though, has something up his sleeve for these type of games. He always ends up pulling something out of his sleeve that is for his, you know, either rivals or former disciples. And I'm going to go with the Niners. I think it's going to be super close, and I would not be surprised at all if the Dolphins run away with it. But I'm just going to go with the Niners. All right, we'll do our wild card picks coming up next.